Thank you, Hugh, and good afternoon, everyone. Commitments to tackle climate change and reduce emissions, of course, vary widely across different countries. Over the past few years, Deutsche Asset Management has been collecting information around all the different policy regimes, and we are now tracking pretty significant policy momentum overall, with the EU, the U.S., and China leading the way. And one of the areas that we think is very interesting and needs to be additionally emphasized is that when looking at U.S. policy, you know, there's a difference between federal policy and what any administration can bring to the COP 17 process. But simultaneously, a lot of the action in the U.S. is actually at the state level. And the state level represents over 70% of the policy momentum in the U.S., and that includes incentives and rebates and programs such as the Renewable Portfolio Standard that hastens the deployment of renewable energy. And that is very important to recognize when looking at a global kind of framework, is what is the role of the states, because as we all know, actual investments in renewable energy generation or adaptation programs does occur at the local level, and it will be local capital and local investors who are engaged in those projects. So that's why we've been tracking a lot of the policies in order to continue to understand the dynamics in this market and advise our portfolio managers and clients as to where there are opportunities and where there are greater risks. And we believe that that is our fiduciary duty, not only to look at the opportunities for deployment of capital, but for the management of risk. And as Ole had mentioned earlier, we, as investors, look for transparency, longevity, and certainty in the policy frameworks in which these projects are occurring. And when we are in doubt of the TLC in any particular jurisdiction, we will, as a fiduciary, have to look elsewhere for our investments. And, you know, that became patently clear last year when many of the feed-in tariff regimes globally had become less certain, and that was a cause for alarm. Now, going back to the regional level, we also had a policy uncertainty in the United States around California's AB 32 bill, which was the Global Warming Solutions Act of the state of California. Rejected. There was an effort to rescind AB 32 or suspend AB 32. However, the referendum voted against that, so that is still underway, and there is now a vibrant market there. So that is an indication of where at least one state is going. To make any predictions of national politics as to how that will influence the national political debate is beyond what we do as fiduciaries. What we do is understand what are the policies in place and how to best deploy capital around them. So while we have seen tremendous momentum in policies in the U.S. at the state level, seen tremendous policy momentum globally, we still feel that the risk-reward profile needs to be carefully considered when looking at projects. So what do we expect then from Durbin and how it, and what the U.S. will bring there? We think that the U.S. will continue to be an important participant, but what political winds will come that way, their way at that time is unclear. What we do hope as investors that will emerge from Durbin is that there will be progress made on some carbon market dialogue, whether it becomes a carbon market or some kind of other pricing of the externality. That is one area that we believe is an essential component to the progress made in Durban. Secondly, we are encouraged by the advent of the Green Climate Fund and hope to see that develops very rapidly. And there are many countries around the globe that are starting to pull together their own initiatives that will contribute there. And then third, the The Advisory Group on Climate Financing is also an important source of funding that would help climate change mitigation and adaptation. So those are the three areas that we hope that Durbin will continue to develop. Of course, the public-private cooperation is a key element in solving this, and as fiduciaries, we feel more comfortable when we are in a situation where the financing is of much greater certainty around projects and the policy frameworks that support them. So these comments I know are very general. We do issue a lot of research on a variety of policy designs and different elements of the global kind of climate change investment market, and that research is what is available to the public at dbcca.com/research. And myself or any member of our team are always happy to entertain any questions or discussion on any of these topics. Thank you very much.